Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Kenya. Could I please have your zip code?
Hi, this is Shay from Capital One speaking on a recorded line. I'm calling because I have maybe a possible mutual customer that has may have inadvertently signed up for something, and we're just trying to figure it out exactly what it is. Are you able to assist? Her name is Ms. Drum.
Yes, ma'am. I'll be more than happy to help.
All right. She's actually on the line, and the transaction was for $5.74.
Okay. And let me see. And would you be able to provide me with her zip code?
It's 80211.
Okay, thank you. And could I please have your first and last name for me?
Yes, it's Emily Drum, D-R-U-M-M.
Thank you. And just to make sure I am looking at the correct information, could you verify your mailing address?
Yeah, 3234 Navajo Street. Apartment 403.
Thank you. Let me see. So I do see here, looks like that was a little earlier today. The $7.95 was paid for a tactical bag.
For a what?
It's called a tactical bag. It was like a free gift that you got. Usually it's done during... usually you receive it doing a survey or maybe an email letting you know you got that free gift.
I don't know anything about this.
Okay. Well, yes, ma'am. Let me see. And so
can you tell her the date of that transaction?
Mm-hmm. It was on today, actually, March 27th.
Yeah, I have no idea what that is.
Okay. Well, is it okay if I place you on a breathe hold?
Sure.
Bear with me one moment. Thank you for being patient. So I did go ahead and get this canceled for you. And so with you just being charged, those funds, they can be in the account today. If there is a little bit of a delay, then that can take up to 3 to 5 business days, with it being the weekend.
So you're saying that her credit card was charged $7? Because we're looking at the account, it says it was declined for $5.74.
So that,
and that
was
today.
Mm-hmm. That was the first shipping price. The $5.74, that did decline, but the $7.95, that did not.
And what's the last four of the card number? Because we don't show that on the card that was attempted originally.
It's ending in 5715.
Okay. Not a problem at all. Thank you for the information. Do you have any other questions for her, Ms. Drum?
No, I don't think so.
Okay, and what kind of survey was this could this have been?
Well, it's through several different types of surveys, actually.
Is it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So I can't really say exactly one brand, because it's through several.
Okay. Not a problem at all. And do you have her email address on file by any chance? Can you verify that for her?
Let me see. Email. Mm-hmm. So it's epdrum@gmail.com.
Yeah, that's correct. So you're saying somebody, like a survey got filled out and I purchased an item through the survey?
Right. So you basically just paid the shipping for it. It's a free gift, and you would just pay the shipping. And so that's what happened here.
So, Ms. Jerome, basically what she's saying is, like, sometimes there are services that go out. I mean, I can explain it to you. Did you have any other questions for her at all?
No, I don't think so, no.
All right, okay. And were you able to cancel that subscription for her?
Yes, it was canceled, and it was refunded as well.
All right, thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you for calling customer support. You guys have a great day.
You the same. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you.